Good evening, everyone. It's about 11 p.m. on Tuesday, the 6th of January. I'm just going to give you a quick update, and I'm going to make myself a hot chocolate in the Tassimo machine. It only makes a small cup, and that's all I want. I actually don't like hot chocolate made with milk. So I will just have a small one of the milks, which is what they come with. And then so, it's been a very damp day and very cloudy and pretty mild, but now it's down to 1 degree and it's meant to drop below freezing tonight and be very frosty in the morning. But I think that's ahead of some rain coming in from the west. There hasn't really been a lot to report, actually. My main piece of news is that I'm getting an iPhone 6 tomorrow. It's on my contract. It wasn't due for renewal till May, but I thought probably by February or March they'll be calling me. And they called me today, so that should be coming tomorrow. And Ronan's phone is also on my contract, so his is due for renewal at the same time, so he's getting the same as me, except he's getting a better package than me. And the reason being, and paying less, and well, he's not paying, I am, but I'm paying less for his. The reason being that someone, if you've got multiple numbers on an account, someone has to pay the full price, and that is me. So I've got unlimited UK calls, unlimited text, and 2 gig of data. Although for the first 3 months, it's unlimited. Ronan's got the same, except he's got 7, and he's got 4G, and I've got 3G. But he uses his mobile data more than I do, to be fair, and I've had problems in the past with him going over it, and it's quite expensive if he's done that, so that's why he always has a better package. And I can upgrade to a better one on 4G later on if I want to. The other thing with that is, although I don't have to pay anything up front, but if I wanted the same package as Ronan on my number, I'd have to pay £50 up front, and I'm not prepared to do that at the moment. So I'm not that bothered about it. The other good thing is I have got an iPad, but I gave it to Obi. So my dog's just licking his dish, ever hopeful that something else is going to materialise. So I don't have an iPad or any other iDevice, so now at least I've got 2 phones. So I can, you know, if I have a problem with one, I can still sort of go on the internet with my Wi-Fi with the other. So that might be quite useful sometimes. Actually, this chocolate actually tastes a bit wishy-washy. I usually like it, but probably I would have been better off not having milk in it at all. Maybe I need to give a stir. That might be what to need. Shouldn't be, but I will. So, quite looking forward to that. I'm supposed to be taking Niall to the vets tomorrow for a blood test, which is a routine thing, because being an epileptic dog, he has medication and he needs to have his blood tested every 6 months to make sure he's A, on the right level of the medication, and B, that everything is okay with his, his liver profile, liver and kidneys. And that's better. I think you're supposed to put the milk in first, and I always put it in last. So I was actually meant to take him Monday, and then I had a call from Polar Speed Pharmacy, who are a deliverer of medical supplies, and they were going to deliver my injections that I do every 2 weeks. They're erythropoietin injections. It's to do with kidney problems. It's something that the kidney naturally makes if it's working correctly, and if it isn't, or if they aren't, then it doesn't make it. So you have to use a synthetic substitute. So they told me that they were going to be delivering that on Monday. So I actually switched Niall's appointment to tomorrow, but I'll see what happens with the phones. It doesn't make any difference if it's another day. I have got to pick up some medication from the chemist as well. I was going to do it all in one go, so... Anyway, that's about it, really. Everything else is going on much the same as usual. Obi finishes his training tomorrow. He saw a lady with a guide dog when he got off the bus today in Orpington. She was quite far off, and on the first glance he thought it was me. Then he went to go running up and saying, "Oh, darling, what are you doing here?" And then as she came walking towards him, he realised it was... It wasn't me. I don't know who it was. That would have been funny, though. I think he just saw the dog initially. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now, and I'll speak to you all soon. Good night.